The controversial policy allows undocumented students to pay in-state tuition at any of Rhode Island's schools of higher education. The 74 students taking advantage of the policy is about half the number lawmakers predicted. Anna Cano Morales is the head of the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University. She offers several reasons for the lower-than-expected numbers.
I think economics plays a lot into it. Even our land-grant university and state colleges are still unattainable for many first-generation students. So that's one. The other would be perhaps we needed to do more as a state and to get the word out that this policy is in place.
Morales also recognizes that some undocumented students could be afraid to take advantage of the program if that means being candid about their undocumented status. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.